and all creation coming to hand joyfully, eagerly, without fear. The child heart wants to know, will there be animals in heaven? And the calloused, grown-up heart dismisses the question as theologically unworthy. May I point out that the whole debate ends when you realize that heaven comes to earth? Our home is right here, on a renewed planet. How could our creative God renew his precious earth and not fill it with a renewed animal kingdom? That would be like a school without children, a village without people. The sheer barrenness and bleakness of the thought is utterly abhorrent to the child heart of God and his love for the animals, his precious creations. We know there are horses, for Jesus and his company return on horseback. Then I saw heaven open wide, John said, and oh, a white horse and its rider. The rider named Faithful and True judges and makes war in pure righteousness. The armies of heaven, mounted on white horses and dressed in dazzling white linen, follow him. From Revelation 19. I wonder what Jesus named his horse. Does he come to his whistle? Does he need a saddle? I bet he rides bareback, like the American Indians did. I've seen those horses, the cavalry of heaven, several times now. It happened as we brought the gospel on mission into foreign territory. We would be in a time of worship, and suddenly I would see the front line of mounted horsemen spread out before me, like the Rohirrim before Gondor and the Lord of the Rings, pennants waving, row upon row of horse and rider behind, lifted spears like a forest. Oh yes, there are horses in the kingdom. The wolf will romp with the lamb, the leopard sleep with the kid, calf and lion will eat from the same trough, and a little child will tend them. Cow and bear will graze the same pasture. Their calves and cubs grow up together, and the lion eats straw like the ox. The nursing child will crawl over the rattlesnake dens. The toddler stick his hand down the hole of a serpent. Neither animal nor human will hurt or kill on my holy mountain. The whole earth will be brimming with knowing God alive, a living knowledge of God, ocean deep, ocean-wide, from Isaiah 11 in the Message. Now, unless you want to dismiss this as completely allegorical, we have wolves, lambs, leopards, goats, cows, lions, and bears in the kingdom as well. The passage is clearly describing the kingdom of God operating in its fullness on earth, the renewal of all things. And animals are clearly a part of it, praise our loving Father. But this time around, I can barely say this without trembling. The animal kingdom will be our joyful partners. They'll not be afraid of us anymore. They'll long to love and serve us. For we were once lords of the animal kingdom, and in the recreated earth we shall take up that beautiful mantle again. What animals would you love to come to your call, to have a deep and holy friendship with? Even in this ailing world, we see glimpses of what Adam and Eve must have enjoyed in the lives of those men and women who seem to have a special relationship with animals. Horse whisperers who with gentle wisdom are able to take a frightened and completely wild colt and within hours win its trust enough to ride it. The Mongolian shepherds who have trained golden eagles to hunt with them. The Indian men who work the timber forests with the help of elephants, riding them bareback and using only their knees to communicate. Lawrence Anthony had a special relationship with African elephants. He authored a book called The Elephant Whisperer, My Life with the Herd in the African Wild. In 1999, he was asked to take charge of a dangerous group of elephants brought to his preserve, and over time, they formed a sacred bond. Elephants have long been known to mourn the death of a member of their herd, but on the night of Anthony's death, something very special took place. After traveling for more than 12 hours, two herds of elephants arrived shortly after his death, where they appeared to stand vigil for 2 days. This is how the animal...